Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our continued coverage of the California-Nevada Credit Union League's REACH Conference. And in this clip, you're in for a treat. We have California-Nevada Credit Union League's President and CEO, Dinah Dykstra, on talking about kind of the beginnings of the Global Women's Leadership Network. And she also shares a few anecdotes of how she started in this industry. And then she follows it up with some of her sayings that she lives by. So check it out.
I was anxious to get what noticed, and I had very, very little success. So I entered a speech contest. Nobody will believe me, but I was really a bad public speaker back then. But I won the speech contest. And I thought, oh, finally, somebody's going to notice me, and maybe I'll be something more than a part-time loan clerk. Well, that didn't work. And so I decided to have this talk with the head of human resources and wanted to talk about how I can, you know, why is my career stalling? Why can't I move forward? Well, that person turned out to be Patsy Van Auerker. And those of you that have been involved with Global Women, she has been there since the beginning. She got even with me in a couple of ways, and those are stories we can have at another time. But she has become my mentor, my role model, and my dear, dear friend. I stopped waiting for someone else to see me. And I did my job, I volunteered at every opportunity, and most importantly, I began to mentor other women around me. The thing that I have learned is you need to share your knowledge and your power. And so many times when we first got into it, and we're all in the same age, so when we came into the workforce, women were competing with one another. And what I recognized is sharing our knowledge and power only makes us all better. Sue talked about diversity, equity, and inclusion. DEI is the thing we're hearing over and over and over again today, and it's very important. But it's fascinating to me. It's like it's a newly discovered issue. We all know that it's been around for centuries, and one of the main, it has been one of the main objectives and why we founded Global Women's Leadership Network. Somebody asked, well, how did it all start? And I'm not quite sure, but I'm pretty much sure it probably started at a bar at some conference, and I can't remember the particulars, but it has always been a passion. It really began in earnest in 2009. It was our starting point. We were in Barcelona for the World Council Conference, and it was a pivotal moment from when Global Women's went from an idea to a reality. With Sue Mitchell, Lucy Ito, Patsy Van Auerker, Teresa Freeborn, and myself, we got together and convinced Brian Branch, the CEO of World Council, that this was really, really important. And he agreed immediately. Now, you have to know Brian has a wonderful wife and two wonderful daughters, and he is surrounded by women, and I think he's pretty sure that they would have been very unhappy with him if he had told us no. But he said yes, and our initiative was launched. So why was it so important then, now, and into the future? You know, and it's really recognizing the extreme importance of mentorship and shared learning. In 2010, the World Council Conference came to Las Vegas, and the merry band got together again and had some really big ideas. First thing, it's Las Vegas, it's July, and we're holding a golf tournament. Well, that day it was 115 degrees, and quite frankly, I think I almost died. It was really kind of scary, but we collected items from around the world, and we held our first auction to fundraise. It was the first event also that women from around the world were together, and we had our first Global Women session at WOKU. That year also, the inaugural Athena Award was given to Stan Holland, who's the CEO of Golden One Credit Union, and for both Patsy and I, and we are very pleased. Stan has been, from the beginning, so supportive of Global Women. Sue talked about all of the active societies here across the world. It's so exciting to see. The pink tie has certainly become the visual sign of support from our male counterparts. And I don't know if you recognize or realize, but our newest Leo H. Shapiro Lifetime Achievement Award winner, Joe Schrader, had this crazy idea. And he went out and bought a bunch of pink ties. And during every credit union meeting, he had us out there selling these pink ties. And I'm so excited to see now that it's tie on your pink, a he for she. They're all over the world. And it's really kind of interesting being on the World Council board. Every time I go, the men are showing up in their ties and they're upping their tie game. So it's really a contest who has the best tie. I say, who's the prettiest tie? Sitting on the World Council board, I see every day how women are engaging to help one another thrive. All of my male counterparts on the board are very, very supportive of global women. The vision to provide opportunity and resources to make measurable difference in the lives of others and the lives of credit union members in their community. And the foundation in World Council states, we seek to equalize access to safe and affordable financial services through the initiative, Everyone Deserves Digital. I've had the honor to sit with other sister societies around the world, in Canada, the United States, the Gambia, Kenya, Malawi. And last month I did another Zoom in Brazil. The Brazil system is amazing. And once we're able to travel again, and if you have an opportunity, I would suggest that you reach out and take a trip to Brazil and see what the women in that country are doing. I get the privilege to listen to their challenges, the exchange of vital knowledge, and the support for one another. I have a couple of things that I live by, and it's all kind of my stupid sayings, and you may have heard me say them before. But everything matters. And that's really important. Everything matters. Always do the right thing. Pursue growth and learning. Deliver excellence in everything you do. Be authentic, grateful, and humble. Celebrate the small accomplishments. Those are the most important. And generously give to others.
Thank you very much, Diana. Appreciate that information. And stay tuned for more coverage of Reach here on CU Broadcast.